people down here are more willing to buy it because that location's way more fucking uptight. Mm. And, like, I think most of their business is based around wine up there and, yeah, like, IPAs and, like, fucking pretentious shit.
Oh, yeah, that's pretentious douche.
I am a big fan of how now people are phasing away from the IPAs.
Fuck yeah, because IPAs suck balls. Fight me in the comments. There are no comments.
Yeah, you're right on that one.
I'm just used to, you know, there being comments on, you know, things you post on the internet.
I find it actually kind of hilarious. That
I'm going to go back to the comments thing as soon as you're done talking.
There. I would really love some commentary from people because I want to hear some feedback other than the friends we have.
Well, I mean, that's the thing I want to do. I kind of want to wait until we have like 100 listeners per podcast or something and then throw these podcasts on YouTube. Like, even all, like, from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
So throw all of them up at once on YouTube, and then whatever new ones we have, we put on YouTube as well.
Maybe not the first two.
The first two were beta tests.
Hmm. I don't know. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
There's no serial number on here, and I'm just noticing BJ. What, blowjob? Or my friend?
Beefcake injection?
I do have to say, I feel like,
yes,
if we're going to do any of these things, everybody has to go into it with an open mind.
Yeah, which, yeah.
There can't just be, like, hostility immediately.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I appreciate all three of you talking shit about me multiple times last time.
You're welcome.
I thought you were going to be more upset about episode one, to be honest.
Episode one?
Episode one is technically the experiment episode.
Yeah, the one I told you not to upload.
Well, technically there's two episodes that have never been uploaded because they're on a failed email.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think I was around for those.
No, you were.
You were around for one of them, because one of them is the one that you specifically said not to upload.
Well, maybe later tonight I'll go listen to episode one.
Oh.
Motherfucker, can you stop working on your lawn?
You're talking to me? I was like, what?
No, I'm looking at the sound over there.
It's just, like, looking in my direction. This one's like, excuse me. Okay.
Although, episode one, I was pissed off immediately from the get-go, so it didn't help things.
Yeah, it's not going to end episode one.
Well, there was also the discussion in, like, episode three about deleting episode one, but it's like, no, this is the only episode that has multiple views.
The only one that has, like, 30 fucking views. The next one has like 15? Whatever.
That's, you know, double and triple the last time you dropped some viewership numbers on me.
We still have some Germans.
We do, and I don't know why.
Well, we...
Das ist gut, ja.
We hadn't...
Want some mustache ride?
This isn't Super Troopers, but okay.
Oh my god.
I do!
My favorite part about that whole skit was the late 80s, early 90s fucking Eurobeat.
Yeah.
Bow, trickle, wow, wow.
Oomps, 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 oomps. It's like Chevy Mustang.
He, a little bit. Like, he absolutely has to be parody. I can't, there's no way.
Oh no, he's definitely fucked up when he makes those songs. He has to be.
I mean, you're probably not wrong.
Yeah.
Well, then you have people like Leonardo DiCaprio, who claimed to be straight edge.
Huh.
But...
my ass.
I question if he's really that good of an actor that he can fake being fucked up that well.
Motherfucker's been around since, like, the mid-90s. He's reeking bank. There's a reason he's, like, not ostracized from the industry, like, and he's pulling these roles. I mean, I'm not his, like, biggest fan or fucking anything. But, like, you know, he does a pretty good job in the shit that I've seen him fucking act in.
I have to say, though, when it comes to Leo, I think his most controversial movie he ever did is nothing new. It has to be What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I didn't see that one.
No. I have a rebuttal.
Which one?
You say most controversial. I think Basketball Diaries, because that was the heroin movie.
I didn't see that one either. I didn't see that one.
He's like a basketball superstar that gets addicted to heroin, and then his friends get addicted to heroin, and he sees one of them die. And then he has, like, some redemption arc. And he cleans himself up.
Are you not talking about Trainspotting?
Yeah, it sounds like Trainspotting to me.
It really does.
Well, same concept, but with Leo.
Instead of Ewan.
Yeah.
Ewan.
Ewan McGregor.
Ew, Anne.
No, the only reason I want to say What's Eating Gilbert Grape is because he played someone mentally challenged.
Mm.
Alongside Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he is mentally challenged, probably, but...
Well, he also did a lot of fun drugs back in the day. And his, also, like, best friend got killed in a shootout.
Shout out to Johnny Depp for winning his legal argument against Amber Heard.
Yes.
Fucking cunt.
I do agree with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything against women. I'm just saying against her, because holy
shit,
she was a bitch.
Yeah.
On top of that, the whole thing, I'm like, I know Johnny Depp's not the one beating the shit out of her.
No, she... The more I read about it, and the more I found out, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Holy psycho.
And, like, nobody believed him, because he's a man.
Mm.
It's like... You know, no disrespect to women that are, like, legit people and not fucking scumbags.
And
fuck men scumbags, too, at the same time. But it's, like, there's that fucking bias. Like, the man's, like, wrong.
Yeah.
Or, like, the antagonist or fucking whatever, whatever. And it's, like, sometimes that's not just not the case.
That's what I have to deal with in my mother's house. I'm always wrong no matter what. And I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything.
Sometimes the woman is the fucking transgressor, you know? And and she knows she can get away with it because of the fucking systematic bias.
Yeah.
And then
that's not why my mother does it, but yes. But,
you know, like, you know, an extreme example.
I know.
I'm going to stop, but, like, I think we all are on the same page here.
Yeah. Well... Doesn't matter because our female viewership's gone down since the last podcast.
You know what?
And I know why.
Hey.
It was kind of an abnormal thing to have a high female viewership anyway. So.
Yeah.
It turned into not being about feminism and more being about equality. And I think all the quotas are bullshit. It should go to whoever best serves the job, not... We need to have XYZ amount of people.
Great rant.
Yeah. I mean, I do agree, but I'm not the one who said it.
Yeah, you might not want to put that out in the air, but...
Oh, well.
I don't really...
I mean, yeah, it shouldn't be about quotas.
No, it shouldn't be about...
It should be about merit.
It also shouldn't be about diversity. Diversity either.
Yeah, like, there's a diversity quota in a lot of Hollywood right now. Where, like, they have to have X amount of fucking X, Y, and Z.
And that's why, in my opinion...
the movie.
And that's why, in my opinion, the Star Wars trilogy was hot garbage.
There was a lot more to it than that, but yeah, that's, you know, one of the factors.
Oh, yeah. It's female empowerment, yeah! No! Fuck you.
But it's like...
It's not how it should end.
A lot of characters... had been changed from this gender or this quote-unquote race to something else to fit the quota. You know, whoever gets hired might be a very talented actor or actress. You know, well, let's just use actor in, you know, the non-gender,
in the broad
whatever.
Spectrum.
Yeah. But oh,
I got one for this.
It's a stupid, like, you're ignoring the source material. Like, a couple of the things that I've come across recently were in the Witcher series on Netflix.
Yes.
Where they cast Yennefer as Anya Shalatra, who's a British Indian woman. Perfectly fine actress, like, beautiful, you know, whatever, whatever, did a great job. But Yennefer's supposed to have pale white skin, raven black hair, purple eyes. They gave her the purple eyes and, like, black hair, but she's, like, you know, looks a little bit like curry.
Looks a bit like my curry pudding.
So, and then the worst offender in that was Triss, who's our second worst offender was Triss, where she's supposed to have, like, chestnut hair. Mm. I forget what her actress's name is. But she had, like, black, brown, like, really dark brown curly hair. She was darker complexion, whatever. And the worst one was Fringilla. Because Fringilla was supposed to look exactly like Yennefer, to the point where it's a major plot point that Geralt fucks her, like, you know, in this period throughout some of the books, because she looks exactly like Yennefer, and, like, Yennefer is nowhere to be found, you know, whatever. I forget what her plot point was at that particular segment. But they made Fringilla this, like, very dark black woman.
Yeah.
I forget her name, too, because I basically remember, you know, Henry Cavill, Anya, and, like, Freya Allen. And that's it.
You remember the main characters.
Yeah, the three. But, like, you're doing this just to fill, like, this need to cater or pander to segments of something. I don't even know what. Like, it's just stupid.
I remember when the show originally came out, and the weeks of memes and spam I had to deal with. Toss a coin to your Witcher.
That was just...
That was a great song.
Going in my head.
Yaskier, a.k.a. Dandelion, he was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But everybody that was in that show was awesome, regardless of whatever, you know, they did with casting. Like, everyone they picked was, like, really good, but you ignored the source material.
Yeah.
That's what pisses me off.
That song was literally stuck on repeat in the meme world for at least a month.
Oh, yeah. Toss a coin to your Witcher. Oh, Valley of
Plenty. Season 2 is supposed to be, like, fucking banging.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait, unfortunately.
Not only that, it's supposed to follow, like,
the next couple of books in the series. Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's not, like, jumping around, because there were times where I was like, what the fuck? And then I went back and watched it, and was like, okay, I guess that makes sense.
It was three separate stories that were all meant to converge at the end. Because they were trying to... They basically adapted the first two series, or the first two short stories compilations.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're actually following, like, linear novels.
Yeah.
Oh. That was a good crack.
I forget the fucking name of the books. That I have them on, crack. Like, what? You know.
No, I just cracked my back and I haven't done it in a while.
Purchased somewhere on whatever Google app does, you know, audiobooks. Or not audiobooks, but ebooks.
Yeah.
But.
Little books.
I don't have all of them. I have, like, the first three or four.
Hmm.
Where's Fatso go?
Somewhere over there.
Sorry, fuck off a moment ago.
Fuck off.
Sorry, fuck off a moment ago. You rat bastard.
Crotch roster.
Crotch rocket?
So, I'm going to guess... Well, the next time I know you're going to be around is Friday for, like, Bad Batch, but...
Yeah, now that Loki's done.
Yeah, which I did tell you we could talk about Loki now that it's done, because you didn't want to spoil anything, which I never cared.
Let's do that.
I'll be right back.
Ow. Oh, mild intermission, like, because people are getting refills.
Where are you going?
Getting a refill.
Damn it. All right, I gotta do the same fucking thing. Well, someone I won't. What? Jeopardy? Yeah, oh, the music? Like, yeah.
Toss a coin to your witcher. Oh, valley of plenty. Oh, valley of plenty. Oh.
Fuck it. That's what that's gonna be. Now you can do the rest.
Boo da bop.
Boo da
bop. Boo bop. Now. He has left to do this. Alright. Now it's just the two of us to come up with something until he comes back.
You found her.
Yeah. I found the pussy.
You found the pussy.
I found the puss-puss.
Pagus?
No, she's a good girl. She just likes to stay out late, like, a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Or likes to come in somewhat at a reasonable time and then go out super fucking early.
You never know with her. Strange cat.
Yes, you are. You're a strange cat.
I'm not going to argue that one.
Yeah, Loki was definitely A, the most important MCU TV series so far, and B, probably the most entertaining.
I actually, the other ones had a lot of character development, but this one was just like, every episode had something interesting going on. I wasn't really, like, disappointed.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't quite care for in Falcon and Winter Soldier, even though I really liked that show, was kind of the political messages.
Yeah.
Like, just leave that out, but, like, it was still really good. I like the grounded stuff. Like, the Captain America and the Winter Soldier is probably my favorite MCU movie out of the bunch. I wasn't really a fan of, like, the supernatural things. Which, I never cared for Loki anyway. And I came into it with an open mind, and I was like, fuck. This is actually, like, sick.
Yeah.
They actually really did a good job.
Well, I think Tom Hiddleston...
Hiddleston.
Yeah. He's a great actor in, like, everything he's done. That I've seen, at least.
I do agree.
I thought WandaVision was the bee's knees at first, but then the other things came out, and I'm like, damn, this is even cooler. I'm like, oh shit, this is even cooler than that. So, they've been knocking out of the park. Well, and I think the reason why is because Loki was the first one that didn't have to be altered because of the pandemic. It was, like, filmed during the pandemic, so they could do everything they wanted to do and not make retroactive changes.
Yes. Thank you.
Part of the...
Shut the fuck up! Not Eric.
I liked how, WandaVision hit me in the nostalgia feels, because it's like every era they went through, I remember growing up in my childhood, because it's like the 50s and 60s shit I remember seeing growing up on, like, Nick at Night.
Yep.
And then I actually understood all the references.
Yeah, I watched literally every show that they referenced.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they miss the fact, they only see that, like, they think it's the referencing one show with each episode, and it's like, no, there's, like, anywhere between 2 and 4 or more different references. Like, it might be based majorly on, like, one for the premise of the episode, but there's, like, stuff sprinkled in from 2 to 4 or 2, 3, etc. other properties of that same time period.
Yeah.
So it's like a big amalgamation. Although the Malcolm in the Middle episode was like clearly exclusively Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Well, the like first two episodes were back and forth, like Bewitched / I Dream of Genie style shit going on at the same time.
Episode 2 was Bewitched / I Dream of Genie. Episode 1 was primarily Dick Van Dyke, but it had also I Love Lucy and Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
And then I think episode 3 was mostly...
like Three's Company?
No.
Oh.
Episode 3 was mostly The Brady Bunch with a little bit of Partridge Family. Mary Tyler Moore...
Yeah, I can see that.
And something else. Like, the intro was Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
In the 80s episode, I think that was 5, maybe. Might be wrong. I think 4 was, like, an intermission where, like, they went to, like, the real world.
Yeah.
5 was... A lot of people think it's based on Full House, but, like, there was only a sprinkling of Full House in it. But based on the intro and, like, the attire and the decor of the house and, like, whatever, it's mostly Family Ties and Growing Pains.
Mm.
And then, obviously, Malcolm in the Middle. And then the next one, I had to look this up because I never watched these shows, but it was Modern Family plus
a
few other things. Like, there was some comparisons to The Office, like, that whole camera style they use. The fucking close-up zoom and shit.
All I want to say, in my opinion, no to The Office. Unless you're talking about the British version.
I don't like either one, so.
I don't like the American one. I like the British version better. But still.
I like the memes from the American one.
They bother me a bit.
I've watched probably 20 minutes combined of both.
I've seen every episode because one of my friends loved that show, and I would sit there going, like, I don't see how this is funny. The season finale of the American version of The Office, there was something in it. There was an actress who played the companion on Doctor Who, because I watched that. And then there was a TARDIS little thing on the desk, and I laughed my ass off at that.
What's her face? Karen Gillan or something?
I don't know.
Ginger?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that made me laugh really hard.
Because that would have been around the same time period.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It made me laugh, and that was the only funny part of it for me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nothing. You'll hear it.
So.
I always do that without referencing where it's from.
I'll fuck your dad.
Oh, yeah, he did the GPS voice in, like, the last one. It was like.
Turn left.
I was like, you're a cunt.
Turn left.
I'll fuck you in your Civic.
Anita's most recent video where she confessed her take about slapping asses, and it was like the most hilarious story in the fucking world.
Oh, the supermarket?
Yeah.
I'm glad I showed you guys, but I don't watch her stuff that much.
But no, she doesn't.
When it pops up. She I don't watch her streams or anything.
Yeah, she doesn't post stuff that often on YouTube, so it's like it popped up, and I'm like, you know what? I got nothing better to do. I'm gonna watch this, and I couldn't stop laughing my ass off.
Did I show you the Code Miko thing where she pretends to be that, or she doesn't pretend? She puts on the suit to like do the motion capture, and she becomes like a 3D model.
Oh, I watched that one. That was hilarious.
All right, once this podcast done, we're gonna
down to the last 5 minutes.
Ish.
It's fucking hilarious. Follow Sweet Anita if you don't know who it is. Especially if you love vulgar stuff.
Because she has Tourette's. She's great. 10 left. You're a cunt. I fucked your dad.
Also takes care of bunnies.
Yeah.
And other small animals.
I was just thinking if I said the I fucked your dad thing, and if your dad was like, excuse me? Like, no, not you.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, crikey.
Crikey me arm.
On the next episode of Crocodile Hunter.
That was in the Dr. Doolittle movie. The one with Eddie Murphy when it was good.
Well,
Dr. Doolittle with Eddie Murphy, good?
That was better than the fucking Dr. Doolittle with fucking Robert Downey Jr., which just came out recently.
I forgot that even existed. Fuck you.
That's why I said, I'm like, that was the better one, the Eddie Murphy one.
You know what?
Well, I saw that in the theater, actually,
to actually revisit to see if it...
It wasn't, but it was still better than the Robert Downey Jr. one.
One movie
you might not be wrong.
I actually want to revisit is...
What?
Sherlock and Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
This is a thing.
That's funny. But... Oh, there's a soundboard.
I love vagina.
That's great.
Bitch lasagna.
You're a cunt.
I will fuck your wizard, Harry. I'll fuck your wizard. I'll fuck your wizard, Harry.
Alright, this doesn't need to be a Sweet Anita podcast.
No, but I'm just so glad that's somebody made that.
Oh, yeah.
That's priceless.
Thank you, Leaf Blower Man, for all of your contributions today. With your long
fuck off, you cunt!
Direction, bud. They're over there.
Yeah, that's whatever.
It doesn't matter. I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to the microphone.
Does anyone remember the E-Bombs World prank calls?
Yes.
I love those so much that my brother and I found the soundboards and used to do prank calls ourselves.
Oh, I've done many a prank call with the E-Bombs soundboards.
But the Papa Smurf Can I Lick Your Ass song was the best.
Probably back in,
2004. Yeah, I was going to say 2006 at the latest.
I wish Nellis was here because I would love to discuss the clown supplies.
Oh, that bitch was pissed. We just picked a random fucking name in the phone book. Called her up at fucking 12:45 at night.
Oh, Jesus.
For all you youngsters, there's this thing called the Yellow Pages. It's the phone book. It's what you'd get in the mail.
If you don't know what mail is, it's because you have an email address.
It's how people looked up before the internet.
It's digital.
You looked it up in the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, she was pissed. It was the one above something. It might have been clown supplies. That might have been a couple lines down, whatever. But we just called this number.
This is pre-recording software we had access to.
Oh my god, she was so angry.
45 seconds left.
Cunt!
Oh. Plot waffle!
Alright, I guess we're starting noises about 15 seconds early.
Fuck.
Johnny Tsunami is not my mommy.
I went to school with Johnny Tsunami.
You're a cunt.
Turn left.
Oh, you didn't hear that.
Wow.
Chicago.
Toss a coin to your witcher. Yeah.